NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
So the fine folks at the Colorado Civil Rights Commission are at it again. They're targeting Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop. Yet again, you may remember that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was rhetorically smacked down by the Supreme Court for their treatment of Phillips during the whole gay wedding cake debacle. And even though the Supreme Court punted on the fundamental question about religious liberty, they also made it very clear that the Civil Rights Commission had been hostile towards Phillips and treated him unfairly. But the commission is back at it. They haven't learned their lesson at all. I'm going to read to you a little bit from the Daily Caller's report on this. It says, Jack Phillips, the Christian baker who prevailed at the U.S. Supreme Court after declining to create a custom wedding cake for a gay couple, filed a lawsuit in federal court late Tuesday, suing the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Phillips and his attorney at the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, say the commission has revived its campaign against him following June's high court decision, singling Masterpiece Cake Shop out for disparate treatment on the basis of their religious beliefs. Now, on the same day that the high court agreed to review the Masterpiece case, so this was several months ago, over a year ago, an attorney named Autumn Scardina called Phillips's shop and asked him to create a cake celebrating a sex transition. The caller asked that the cake include a blue exterior and a pink interior, which is supposed to be a reflection of Scardina's transgender identity. Phillips declined to create the cake, given his religious conviction that sex is immutable, although he did offer to sell the caller other pre-made baked goods. Now, I should just add here very quickly that the idea that sex is immutable, unchangeable, that is not just Jack Phillips's religious conviction. That is the conviction of science, of reality, and of every sane person everywhere. That's just, I'll put it another way, that's not a conviction at all. That's just a fact. So Jack Phillips understands the fact that you cannot transition your sex, and so he doesn't want to create a cake that that celebrates this impossible thing, which makes sense. Now, in the months that followed, the bakery received requests for cakes featuring marijuana use, sexually explicit messages, and satanic symbols. One solicitation submitted by email asked the cake shop to create a three-tiered white cake depicting Satan licking a sex toy. Phillips believes that Scardina made all of these requests. But in any case, 3 weeks after Phillips won at the high court, the commission issued a probable cause determination, finding that there was sufficient evidence to support Scardina's claim of discrimination. And in a somewhat strange development, the probable cause finding reads that Phillips violated state law, even though the proceedings are still in a preliminary stage. Okay, so this is you've got this man who not only called asking for this ridiculous cake, but then it seems like proceeded to call many more times asking for increasingly vulgar and ridiculous cakes. He is the one harassing Jack Phillips. Yet, of course, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission finds that Jack Phillips may well be discriminating against him. So first of all, let's just establish that the Civil Rights Commission in Colorado is a disgrace. They are a collection of despicable, vengeful bullies. The whole agency should be shut down. And each of the tyrants in that agency should be sued into personal financial ruin. These are very evil people. But here's the interesting thing, that they've done what all evil people do eventually, which is that they've kind of dropped the mask. They've dropped the charade, and they've made their wickedness plain to everybody. That's what's interesting about this latest attack on Jack Phillips, is that it undermines, or I should say it exposes, all of the previous attacks. And it makes it clear what's always been true, which is they just hate Christians and they want to punish Jack Phillips for being a Christian. That's all this is about. That's all this has ever been about. And now it's painfully obvious. So let's just look at this for a moment. There isn't an even halfway believable pretense of rights being violated in this case. Now, before with the gay wedding thing, they could always accuse Phillips of, you know, making wedding cakes for straight people, but not for gay people. So they could try to hang a discrimination claim based on that, which is, by the way, a misleading way of putting it. And it's also irrelevant in any case, because the idea that just because you make a wedding cake in one situation, it means you have to make a wedding cake in every situation. That, of course, is just it's just ridiculous. There's no basis for that whatsoever. Just because you make wedding cakes doesn't mean that you can't be discerning about, it's not discrimination, it's discernment. You're allowed to be discerning about what sorts of wedding cakes you make. But any case, even that kind of claim, as absurd and misleading as it was, even that isn't valid here, because it's not like Phillips has ever made a cake to celebrate someone remaining the same gender. There is no opposite kind of cake that Phillips sells. So there's absolutely no basis for discrimination. Whether you're becoming a woman or you're becoming a man or you're becoming a werewolf or you're staying the same gender, Phillips is not providing a cake to celebrate it. And Scardina can't obviously claim that he's been emotionally traumatized. That's the gay couple in the wedding cake case. They claimed, you know, emotional trauma, which was, of course, ridiculous there as well. But it's self-evident that in this case, this guy was laying a trap for Phillips. He was hoping to find a basis upon which he could sue Jack Phillips. That's all this was about. This was a targeted attempt. Now, the gay couple, I think, targeted Phillips also, but not quite as obviously. What in the world is a gender transition cake anyway? What does that mean? Is that that's not even a thing. If I went to the most progressive bakery in the world, would I find something like that? Is that something they have in their repertoire? I say it very French. You know, he may as well have asked for an abortion cake or something like that. It's the kind of cake you request when you want your request to be denied. And the fact that he just so happened to make this request of the most famous Christian baker in the country. You know, he just so happened, just coincidentally. No, obviously it wasn't a coincidence. This was entirely targeted. So there is no hiding the real objective this time around. This is anti-Christian bigotry, plain and simple. It always was. All of these cases, the attacks on Christian bakers and florists and photographers and t-shirt makers, etc., they are and always have been acts of vengeance against Christians, nothing more. It's just that now it is so obvious to everyone. Another thing that we could see in this case, though this as well should have been obvious all along, is that all the stuff we heard from the gay rights crowd about, you know, how they just want the freedom to love and to live as they wish, and they want us to mind our own business and they'll mind their own business and so forth. All of that is nonsense, okay? If they were really proponents of the kind of live and let live sort of philosophy, none of this would be happening. Because what they would say is, okay, some people don't want to be personally involved in our wedding. That's fine. That's their opinion. That's their right. Who cares? And then they would have gone about and lived their lives. That's all that would have happened. If you really just want people to mind their own business and you're minding your own business, and if that's what this is about, then you wouldn't be doing any of this. You wouldn't be taking people to court because they won't bake you a cake. But this is an effort to punish Christians. That's what this is. They're trying to punish Christian business owners. And more than that, they're trying to purposefully put business owners in a situation where they have to make this choice. And that has nothing to do with live and let live. Okay, this is about control. This is about stamping out opposing views, opposing lifestyles, and exacting punishment. Ironically, they are doing exactly what they accuse Christians of doing. But which, you know, I've never met a Christian who's actually interested in doing that. I've never met a Christian who is interested in going and finding gay people and punishing them and forcing things on them. I've never met that. I've never encountered that. But there are quite a lot of people in the gay rights crowd who are interested in doing that to Christians. Now, I've heard this. I've heard the justification from the gay rights crowd. Well, they'll say, well, Christians think that our lifestyle is sinful, and that's offensive to us. Okay, so why do you care what they think? They aren't doing anything to you. They aren't hurting you. They aren't trying to drag you into court over it. No, that's what you're doing. That's you doing that. They're just trying to live their lives and run their businesses the way that they want. And you're free to steer clear of them. What do you care? So they think your lifestyle is sinful. So what? What does that matter to you? What does it matter to you that they have a Jack Phillips in his little bakery in Colorado, minding his own business, making cakes? What do you care if he's got that point of view bouncing around in his head? What difference does it make to you? Just go live your life. Doesn't matter. He's not doing anything to you. He's not taking anything away from you. You know, personally, I am well aware that atheists and secular people think that I am, as a Christian, stupid, superstitious, backwards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm well aware of that. And you know what? They're allowed to hold that view. They can think. It doesn't bother me that they think that. They can think that. Now, if they say it to my face, I'll argue with them about it. I'll defend myself. And if they go out in public preaching it, I will engage them and I'll present my side of the story. But I don't seek them out specifically to try and punish them for their beliefs. I don't sit around scheming ways that I can entrap an atheist. I don't do that. Or I don't think about ways that I might force him to do something that makes him uncomfortable and goes against his atheist convictions. I don't do that because I'm a rational adult. So if you're a member of the gay left and it offends you that some people disapprove of the things that you do and the way that you live, okay, that's life. That's life. That's just what it means to live in America. You know, you got to just deal with that. That's all. You have to deal with it. Because we all have to deal with that. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, there are people out there who disapprove of you. And or at the very least disapprove of some of the things you do, some of the things you believe. That's the case for literally every person on earth. So you're no different in that regard. That's not persecution. You're not being persecuted just because people disagree. You're not. No, persecution. Let me tell you something. What's happening to Jack Phillips, this is persecution. This is a government body coming after him repeatedly to ruin him for his beliefs. You want to know what persecution, that is persecution. So if you've got government bodies coming after you to personally ruin you and destroy you for your lifestyle, well, then you have a case made that you're being persecuted. But that's not happening to you. It is happening to Jack Phillips, and it's happening to Christian business owners. That is what legal government persecution looks like. So I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for the people that go and pretend that they've been so offended that someone won't make them a cake or provide flowers to them for the wedding, and then they set out to destroy the person. I've got no sympathy for those people, because what they're doing is disingenuous. It's in bad faith. They are laying booby traps and just waiting for a Christian business owner to walk into it. That's what's going on, and I have no sympathy for it. And you know, the live and let live philosophy, that now that's not personally my guiding philosophy in life. I'm not much of a libertarian, but if that is the philosophy that you claim, if you claim that that's how you, then it's got to go both ways. It can't be just let me live, you know, let me live as I want, but I'm going to still try to force myself on you. You can't do that. It's got to go both ways. That's all. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for listening. Godspeed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.